This week's parasha, Parashas Korach, begins Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Koz ben Levi. Korach took, who was Korach? Korach was ben Yitzhar ben Koz ben Levi. Rashi says that Korach, he came with a macho, a complaint against Moshe and Aaron. And Rashi says, Umaro Korach lachlik. Lachlik imit Moshe. What did Korach see? What did he come with a taina? Niskana al nesiyosa shel Elitzofen ben Uziel. He had a taina on Elitzofen ben Uziel, getting the nasi. He became a nasi, and he had a taina on that. Why did he get it? Sheminu Moshe nasi al bnei kos al pi adibur. Moshe ben did it what he's supposed to do. What was his taina? She says, Amram ha-bechor not lushnei banu g'deila. Amram was the bechor. Pasuk in Shemois tells us, B'nei Kahas, Kahas had Amram, V'yitzar, V'chevron, V'uziel. There were four brothers, Amram being the oldest. So he said, Moshe and Aaron come from Amram. Okay. The oldest brother, they get the position. Who's next? Next is Yitzhar. We just said, Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar. So Korach was the son of the second brother. Who was Elitzofen ben Uziel? He was, Uziel was Vechevron, Uziel was the fourth brother, the youngest brother. So his taina was, it's not fair. You and Aaron, he told Moshe, you and Aaron, you took for yourselves. Okay. Whether you can agree or not is one thing, but you're the oldest. So your father was the oldest. But why are you giving for the son of the youngest? Yitzhar is the second brother. He should give me. That was his time. What did Korach take? Vayikach Korach. Korach took. What did he take? It's a Medrash Pliya. The Medrash says, Vayikach Korach, Ma Lokach, what did he take? Emes Lokach. He took Emes. Now what in the world does that mean? How do we understand that he took Emes? Korach, you would say, has nothing to do with Emes. What does it mean he took Emes? So the Binus Levinim says that Emes is the Rosh HaTevis of Elitzofen. Tanya, we just had that Elitzofen, why did Elitzofen ben Uziel get to be the Nasi as opposed to him? That was one Tanya. Mekoshish. The Mekoshish Eitzim Korach held that he was killed and he should not have been killed. And Chelos, he came with the taina. He had this question: if you have a beged that's complete tchelas, and do you need tzitzis or not? And he says, "Well, of course you don't need tzitzis. You have the whole beged as tchelas. What do you need tzitzis for?" So those were his three tainas. When it says Korach took emes, what did he take? He took the Rosh HaTevis of emes, which with that was his taina against Moshe and Aaron. Now this doesn't really give us clarification still, okay. So that's Bederech Remez, but what does it mean that he took Emes? The Shach says the word Korach means boldness. He says that Korach created boldness on this world. He says that Korach created boldness not only on this world, but also on the next world. Korach Vayikach. What happened to Korach? Vay, Vav, Yud, Kuf, Ches. Is Vayikach. He says, Vai, Vav Yud is Vai, which means woe. Kach. Woe on his taking. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. Terrible. He takes it one step further. The gematria of Kach, Kuf Ches, is the gematria of Gehenna. He says, Vai Kach, woe to Korach, that he took Gehenna for himself. And this whole Maisa of Korach, what he accomplished was is that he took Gehenna. The Noam Megodim says fascinating shot in the actually to the beginning of Parsha Shlach, but we're gonna two shelt over here. He says a Shlach Lecha Anoshim. He says Shlach Lecha is a reference to sending away the chitzonius, send away the not the important stuff in this world. Now what does that mean? The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that the Adam Rishon was born, was created, there was one person, why was only one person created? So everyone, no one should be able to taina that my yichus is greater than yours. I'm greater than you. We all come from that one same person. Ultimately, no matter how who it is, you know, from one generation, three generations, if you go all the way back, everyone comes from Adam Rishon. Therefore, so he explains with a mashal. There was once a fancy banquet, and there were three individuals who came to the banquet, each one with a taina of explaining why he was important. He said, well, why are you important? You want to come to this banquet? Well, why should you be able to come? So they went to the committee or the board, and the first guy went and said, hey, listen, my father was a chashuv person, he was a gadol, his name was so-and-so. So, therefore, I think that I should be allowed to come. So they say, yep, you know what? Your father, Taka, he's a gadol, he's an unbelievable person. You're in. Next guy come. He says, I'm an important person, you should let me in. They say, why? What makes you important? He says, I went to a store, and I bought clothing that big chashuv and gadol once wore. I bought it. So I'm wearing his clothing. He said, okay, we'll let you in. Another guy comes. The guy comes looking like a piece of garbage. He looks like he literally came out of the garbage can. He's wearing ripped, tattered clothing. It's amazing that the guy has a chutzpah to come to a banquet to the committee to try to get in. And they say, looking at him like, and what's your taina? Why do you think you're a chashuv? He says, see these clothing? I took them out of the garbage, but you know who they were? They were that chashuv of a person. Hey, threw him out. Do me a favor. Have a nice day. The Noam Gadim says, you're thinking that they're right on the first one. The second one, you have the question of, are they right or wrong? Maybe they shouldn't let him in. And the third guy, Taka, throw him out. He says, you're wrong. Noam Gadim says, on all of them, you should throw them out. Why? There are three partners in a person's creation. Ribbono Shel Olam, a father and a mother. Three parts, three partners in the creation of every human being. The father and the mother give the guf. That's what their contribution is. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives a person's neshama, his soul, his nefesh. The guf is nothing more than a lavush, a clothing to clothe the most important part. The most important part is the nefesh, the neshama, that's what's really important. And the guf is nothing more than the beged. He says, so the first guy who came with the taina that my father was important, what does it mean your father was important? That's the same thing like your clothes. Your father represents the guf, the clothing, the extra. He says, then that's how Adam was created, one. Everybody needs to realize, this is Yichus, your father, your grandfather, everyone who goes back to Adam Rishon, the same father. Everyone has an opportunity to make himself into a follower of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and to do the Ratzon Hashem. And no one should say, walk around being a Baal Gaiva and saying, oh, do you know my Yichus? Do you know my father? Do you know my grandfather? That's the lavush. That's like the guy who comes in. That's like the second guy. And sometimes it's even the third guy who comes in and they destroy them of Azad, the Yichus' name, and they come in with tattered clothing. But even the second fellow who came in with the clothes, you know, that he bought, you think he's chashuv? They didn't let him into it. But they said, no. They said, maybe we shouldn't. But at the end of the day, when they came back, they said, so what? He bought his clothing. That makes him chashuv? That doesn't make him chashuv, but the first one they still did, but that's where they were wrong. The first one also, the parents of a person, is his yichus, is nothing more than the guf. If a person is going to use the yichus and try to make himself greater because of it, so he's utilizing it for good, but a person should never be a big shot about it. A person should always be understanding, he should understand that he is, his ikr is an neshama, and everything else is just the guf. The guf is just the lavush. It says in the Chayim Tov, Hapitel Tez Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Ches, the Pasuk says, Vayeme Moshe, Bezois Teidun Ki Hashem Sholachani La'aseis Eis Kol HaMasim Eila Ki Leimi Libi. He says, this whole Maisa that Kairach, that they end up getting Kairach and Zadosa with the ground opening up and everything else happening, he says, is Ki Leimi Libi. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you should know, on my own covet, that Koyach came and he disrespected me, that I'm moichel. On Kovet Shemayim, I have no right to be moichel. It's not on my own Kovet. He says that that's the Yisoid of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was on of Mikol Adam. He didn't say this, who's Koyach, I'm important to Chutzpah. But rather, he was doing it for Kovet Shemayim and nothing more. The kind of the Igers or the Stipler says, Murdigavart. It says that Koyach had a taina of tchilis. He wanted to know, if I have tzitzis, a beged, that's full of tchilis, I shouldn't need tzitzis. In fact, the Stipler, why not? Why isn't why isn't Koyach right? What's wrong with Koyach's taina? The whole beged is tchilis. Why do you also need to have strings at the end? So the Stipler says you should know. People don't realize this. Ruchnius and Gashmius is diametrically opposed. Tchelis, if a person has a beggar that's complete tchelis and he puts it on, the reason why it's not good tzitzis, the reason why it's not tzitzis, kosher for tzitzis, is because the person's having hanor from it. When you wear a beggar, you have hanor from it. The tzitzis, the strings that hang out on the bottom, you don't have hanor from it. It's only something that you don't have hanor from, and you don't have a gashmis hanor from, that you're able to see and realize, oh, why am I wearing this? I'm wearing this for the ruchniyot. I'm supposed to remember the tayei mitzvahs, the kisei hakavod. But if a person wore a baguette that was completely tchelas, he'd look at it and remember, oh, look, this thing is, you know, taking care of me, this is hanor. The two don't match. And that was why Koyach was wrong. It says in Unkelus, he touches the word Vayikach Koyach, he says Ve'is Palag, Ve'is Palag, that which is Lashon of Kari. He says that Koyach took MS, not him saying Vayikach Koyach, Koyach took, he cut in half. What does that mean? Maybe we can explain what the Medrash Pli is telling us. He took MS. What did he do? He took the emes of this world, which we explained is the nefesh and the neshama, that's the ikur. He took it and he cut it in half. He says, I'm going to look at the guf part. The guf part, he wanted covered. He went up against Moshe Rabbeinu. He had tainis of the tchelas, of the tzitzis, that, oh, who cares about the end of the ruchnius? They cared about the gashmius. That was Koyach. That's what Koyach did. He took emes and he cut it in half. Vayikach Koyach. And Koyach came, took emes of this world and cut it in half. He didn't realize what's important in this world. He took what's important in this world and made it unimportant to him. And what's unimportant, he made important. And that's the lesson we have to learn from Koyach, to stay away from that, to realize what's important to in this world and what's not. A few psukim later, the pasuk says that Yikalu Amoshe Aram Reim Aleim Rav Lachan Ki Chola Eda Kulam Kedoshim Uvesoichem Hashem. Koyach comes to his taina. He says, why are you, Moshe and Aaron, taking the lead and taking the Malchus and the Kohen Gadol and everything else, the Kahuna? He says, we're all Kulam Kedoshim. What makes you different? Now, this pasuk is Mamash Apala. If you look in Shemois, it says in the pasuk, Kapitel Yutes, pasuk Yutes, the pasuk says, yeah, this is unbelievable. I mean, if you know this pasuk, I mean, it's what in the world is Koyach's taina? The pasuk tells us, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hine Anochi bo elecha ba'avo onam ba'avo yishma'on b'dabi imach b'gam b'cho yaminu l'olam. Moshe Rabbeinu came. He came in the clouds. He came that it was able to be seen through, that Klal Yisrael should see that the entire Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So how in the world can Koyach come in the taina? You should know. Kulam kedoshim uvaseichem Hashem, we're all kadosh. You're all kadosh. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu, who we know. Moshe Rabbeinu went and into the clouds. Moshe Rabbeinu went into Shemayim and brought down the Torah. And the rest of us didn't. I mean, we were all down here. So what in the world is what in the world is shot? It's a power. The Kedusha Slavi says that we know that Koyach wasn't looking for Kedusha, Koyach was looking for Kavod. He wanted the Gashmius, he wanted to be why do you want to be a leader? Not because he wanted to give over to Klal Yisrael per se, because he wanted Kavod. The Kilas Yitzchak says he made a mistake. What was his mistake? At the end of last week's parasha, it says, by the mitzvah of tzitzis, one of the tainis that Koyach had was a tzitzis. So it says, Laman tiskiru v'asisim es kol mitzvoisai v'yisem kedoshim alekeichem. Oh! V'yisem kedoshim alekeichem. You, Klal Yisrael, all of you who wear tzitzis, you're going to be kedoshim alekeichem. Kadosh Lashem. So Mekaya said, listen. Moshe, you went up to Shemayim, you got the Torah, you're wonderful. We're supposed to listen to you. That the Pasuk the Torah tells us specifically, that's why we were able to see and know Moshe was the one. But Ava Anon, through the clouds, everyone knew it was Moshe Ben. But when Klal Yisrael get the mitzvah of tzitzis, now that we have the mitzvah of tzitzis, now we're also Kedoshim. So Moshe no more, we don't have to listen to Moshe anymore. Moshe no more the leader. That was until we got the mitzvah tzitzis. We just got the mitzvah tzitzis. That's why he explains the parasha Shelach, the end of the tzitzis. And all of a sudden, what all of a sudden now? What do you wait for till now? A lot of the mepharshim ask this question: what did Kareach wait for till now? But he's saying Meridik. He's saying is after the mitzvah tzitzis comes, and he says, "Oh, the man tiskiru that we have this whole we lechem the tzitzis. The man tiskiru as he's coming to say we should do all the mitzvahs. Ve'yu kadosh lekeichem. Yisu kadosh lekeichem. Now we're going to be kadosh. We don't need Moshe Ben anymore." There's Elio says, Kapitel Tezayin Pasuk Chav Beis. Pasuk says. Vayiklu al pnei memu keila lekei aruches lechabasa ish echad yechda lakalei tiktsayif. Moshe Rabbeinu tells, I'm sorry, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Rabbanu Shalom. He says, "Is one person ish echad? One person is going to sin. He sinned yechda. Al kalei tiktsayif. You're going to be upset at the whole congregation." So those guys says, "Why did it say ish echad? Why did you say ish yechda? The man. We're talking about the man Kareach. One person." Why did he have to stress and say Ha'ish Echad? We already know from Ha'ish, talking about the man. So he explains that there's the difference between Klal Yisrael and the rest of the nations of the world. Klal Yisrael, it says, was all, Klal Yisrael is like one. It says in Shemais, Kapitel Aleph Pasuk Hey, Vayihi Kol Nefesh Reiteyach Yaakov Shiv Nefesh. There were 70 people that came down with Yaakov. 70 total with Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim. It says Nefesh. They were one. Klal Yisrael were all one. On the other side, we have Esav. Esav, the Pasuk says, when it counts the people of Esav, it says in Kapitel Lam Brachos Lamed Vav Vav, Vayikach Esav es Noshav et Bonav es Bnei Esav es Kol Nafshes Beisav. All the Nafshes. He had less than 70 here, but he had all Nafshes. Because they weren't one. What's the Yisrael? Klal Yisrael are one. Why are Klal Yisrael one and they have Achdus as opposed to the other nations of the world? Because if we all have one thing, that we have all the same goal, we all want to accomplish the same thing, then there's no issues. If we're all one person, we all one goal. Everyone in Klal Yisrael wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. They want to make the Baruch Hashem's name great. Echad, one. Every nation of the world, even if they were part of one nation, and they might fight together because they want to win the other nations, but they each have their own what they want. I want to live my own because I want to be free, and not because I want to. We all have the same goal of doing the Ratzon Hashem or doing something else. Each have their own goals. And therefore, they're nefarshes. So he says that Pasuk is telling us, Ha'ish Echad. You should know. Don't have it normally. If Klal Yisrael would do a chet, you can say is Klal Yisrael are one. If one of them does a chet, they should all get punished. And if one of Klal Yisrael does a mitzvah, they should all get litz. They should all get scharfer because they're all one. That would make sense. But over here he says Kareach, he took himself away from that. Kareach said, "I'm not part of this nation of Klal Yisrael. I didn't want to do the Ratzon Hashem. He wanted the covers for himself." The pasuk is telling us Moshe Rabbeinu was saying is Ha'ish Echad. He was one by himself, not part of Klal Yisrael. It wasn't just the man, the man who was part of Klal Yisrael. It was an Ish Echad who made himself his own nation. And therefore, it shouldn't have a bearing on Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael should not be punished because of it. It says in the Reb Sadia Goyin, Yishma Moshe Yipel Aponov, when Moshe heard the time of Kareach, he fell on his face. He says, what does it mean, Nachal Aponov? He fell on his face because he wanted to be in Kabbalah Nevuah. He wanted to get a Nevuah from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam of what to do. He wanted to know what is the way. He wasn't a personal. He didn't take it as a personal attack. He didn't say, "Whoa, Koyach attacked me, a chutzpah." It was totally Moshe again was on of mikol adam. On his own personal level, he didn't care. It was only because of the Kavod Shemayim they didn't know what to do, so he went parnav alfanav. Working together, Shem turned out that Malachim have achdus. Malachim have achdus. Why? Because everyone, all the malachim, they all want to accomplish the same thing, and they're perfect about it. They all want to be mekadesh shem shemayim. They all have a job to do. They're all working for the same person, and all with the same ideas and the same mindset. Klal Yisrael are supposed to get to that level, but a man in general, they're not really working together. He says this in Lashon HaKodesh, that conflict is the foe of perfection, and harmony is its ally. If you have the perfection, when something is perfect, if you have harmony amongst everyone, that creates perfection. So that was the problem over here. Koyach convinced himself, Kulam Kadoshim. It's not true that everyone in Klal Yisrael is a Kaddish. 100%! But even within that, we have to know that a person can be Kaddish and it can be on a different madrega. And the Chafetz Chaim, he gives a marshal, he asked the question to the Chafetz Chaim, what's the pshat that there's Hasidish and Litvish and Sfardish and all the different types of sects of Judaism? Well, it seems like it doesn't work. What's pshat? If we're all doing the Ratzon Hashem, we should all follow the same track. We should all be, Hasidim or Litvaks, whatever it is. He says that when you have an army, when you're fighting a war, you don't just have an army. You have the Navy SEALs, you have the Air Force, you have the army. You have all the different types you do by air, by water, by land, everything. So the same thing, Klal Yisrael. Each Kulam Kadoshim, Koyach is right about that. But he has to know Moshe had a job. Moshe was the one who went to Shemayim. Moshe was the leader. But he had to know where he stood. It was maybe the Belzer Rebbe, Pshat in the Belzer Rebbe. He wants to know, he says, is that what happened? There was this unbelievable nace, the ground swallowed up, they swallowed Koyach. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu says, if this doesn't happen, this exact thing, then I'm wrong. Like the Belzer Rebbe, what would have happened the next morning, everyone woke up in Klal Yisrael, and Koyach, all the 250 men, they're all dead. They're just dead. You wake up in the morning, you go, you say hello, you're there, they're all dead. Would you say Moshe Rabbeinu was wrong? So he said, Moedig. He said, people would have said, that you know, Koyach is right. Koyach is right in the Machlokes. Koyach and the 250 people, they were all right. So then why did they die? They died because even when you're right, even when you have a good taina, but they didn't do it respectfully against Moshe Rabbeinu. They came with tightness, they didn't come with questions, they didn't do it with COVID. And that's a scary thing that he's explaining. That's why there had to be Meshunah Diganes. That there has to be that people should, that Meshunah says is, I'm going to show you that not only did he not have COVID, did he go against the Shem Shemayim, that he disrespect me and the Rebbeinu Shalom, but that he was also wrong in the Machlokes. And that's why you had to have a nace, something that never happened in the world before, that the ground opened up and swallowed up. So we should learn that. And it's an important lesson that we should know that even if we're right, and we talk about, and again, he was wrong, but even if we would have been right, even if he would have been right, he would have deserved the death. He would have deserved to die. It's a scary, scary thing, so we have to be careful, especially when if someone wants to start a machlokes, and people want to start machlokes, Hashem Shemayim. You better be careful, because if you're doing it, even if you're right, but if you do it the wrong way, it's still a big time in you. Thank you.